Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello again, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Brocast Podcast. My name is Thomas, and sitting with me, as always, is my brother in crime. He's your bro, too. Give it up for Alan.
Hello, everyone. It is I, it is he, it is me, yet again. It is Alan from the Brocast. Tom, how are you from last show?
Bro, I'm going good, and I think life is going well. We've been producing lots and lots of content. We've made some great partnerships recently, guys, that we'll be promoting in a little bit. But first thing I want to give a shout out to is the Shining Wizards Wrestling Network. We've actually recently joined their network, which is great, joining some other great wrestling podcasts. You can check out us directly on our socials, which is Instagram, all one word, The Brocast Podcast, where Twitter is The Brocast, THEBROKAST, or you can check us out on our YouTube page where you can see us do our live watch-alongs. Any comments on that one, Al?
A lot of fun, the craziness that you get up to, guys. You gotta go give your boy Tom here a bit of a shout out when he does this, because all I do is just rock up on the show and just make some noise, where Tom actually puts the video together, he puts the clips together, he puts the audio. He makes me sound a lot better than I normally meant to be sounding like. So again, you know, you should give yourself a round of applause, but this is your baby. You enjoy doing it. Well, I just rock them and go,
and another reason why I don't like AEW is because I'm grumpy and I'm an old shit.
So again, there we go.
I was going to say, there's no denying that.
No denying right there that he's a grumpy old bastard. Alan, hey, going, good shit.
Guess what, guys? I've been counting how many wrestling companions we've been doing. Alan, what number do you think this is?
Ooh, we're going to be going up in the big hundreds now, haven't we?
Very close. Mm. We're very close. This is wrestling companion number 94. What is a wrestling companion?
Well, basically what it is, guys, that Tom and I come together from, he's at his place, I'm at my place, and basically we will provide the commentary and some background to the actual show or match that you will be watching with us. We've been doing this for quite a while now. This is quite a lot of seasons that he and I have been doing this. So basically back in the day, we would watch a complete show of a wrestling show, WWE, ECW, WCW, NWA, TNA. Just the other week we did a match from AEW. But basically, we are the voice to you. We are you sit back, watch the show if you choose to. If not, me personally, when I go back and listen to these shows, I don't even watch the show with it. I actually just listen to just the audio, which is a bit of fun. The fun part now has been doing the videos, because I actually will sometimes watch the video of my, it sounds very narcissistic of myself, but I watch myself watching myself. Yes, good fun. Yes, good times. Yes, it's good for a laugh because then you can actually learn some stuff going, okay, so next time we do a show, try not to move your arms too much or try not to make, don't make that same joke. It's a very much, it's a learning, it's a learning spot we're going on here.
Well, I think our key was to be that if we're only going to catch up together once a month, let's use that time to produce more than one show. So the idea to do more short, sharp shows, talk about some wrestling, talk about some pop culture, have a bit of a laugh and just really enjoy wrestling because there is so much to choose from like MLW, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, WWE, AEW. We thought we're on the road to WrestleMania. We do have some plans for WrestleMania, guys. Don't think we're not going to be covering a Mania. We are going to be doing something. But we thought, let's keep it with AEW. And Alan has actually found a personal favorite of a match that I know, I think, he's been wanting to do for some time. Would you like me to introduce it out for people?
Please do.
The match that we are talking about, guys, took place on AEW Dynamite in the year 2020 on August 22. This was the main event of the show. This is back when COVID really was impacting the professional wrestling scene. There was no fans in the attendance when this was actually being filmed, actually in the United States. The main event of this show was the defending TNT champion Cody putting his title on the line against the leader of the Dark Order, Mr. Brody Lee.
This definitely is a bit of a fan favorite of mine because I was watching, I think I spoke in the last episode. I was like the messiah to AEW, just loving what they were doing. And again, I put my hands up and it was just like, AEW is where it's at. And WWE on the other hand is not. And, you know, it's like, again, I think like I said last time, my opinion has changed quite a bit. But here is at the time where this was fun just to have Cody, you know, he was the TNT champion. It was good times here. But then leader of the Dark Order, Brody Lee, you know, RIP, this man is a monster. The guy, it was part of the Wyatt Club, the Wyatt family, with Bray Wyatt, Eric Redbeard, Braun Strowman. And then all of a sudden leaves WWE, goes over to AEW, and then becomes a leader of his own faction. He becomes the leader. He's the brains behind the operation. And some of the funniest stuff was being the elite in the early times of being in the elite when AEW was first formed. He and the Dark Order getting together and actually doing skits together, which were just purely hilarious because you could tell the tell. It was on Brody's stuff that he was doing was very off the cuff. And you watch some of the Dark Order members are all covering their mouths and they're all corpsing because they're like, holy shit, we're only doing one take of this. We need to stop laughing because Brody was purely just seeing how far he could take to make all the guys laugh, which was a lot of fun. Yes.
Yeah, it was like, what, Silver and Angel Evans. Oh, Angel, Alan. No, was it?
Yeah.
Alan Angels, I think it was Reynolds as well, Evil Uno and those dudes. And I would say watching this match the other day, this is really, the Dark Order was very heavily hated. Like the Dark Order that we know today is the one that, you know, really became a face after the passing of Brody Lee. They really became a big face team where they were really hated. And you'll know post this match, when you hear the audience that was there, that's real hate. And I'm like, that's cool to see a faction that was not the Jericho Appreciation Society or the Inner Circle. This is a great team because it's all homegrown AEW guys.
Yes.
You know, Brody Lee being the leader, but all those other guys, independent wrestlers, not really known. Here's how we push them onto the scene. So before we actually hit play on this companion, guys, we want to give a shout out to not one, but two great wrestling podcasts. Check these guys out.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, everybody? I am the patron saint of podcasting, the Warden Matt Ritter, the host of the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub. Yes, you heard that right. And I'm here to tell you about the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub, the Smackin' Raw podcast. Me and my co-host, Vince Delgado, and Miss Katie Kinsey Bebe of the She Leads Showcase do a weekly recap where we cover Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, and Rampage. We are on Pornhub, YouTube, and every audio platform you could think of, and we are spitting what we don't like and swallowing what we do every week. We've also got guests from some of your favorite podcasts. So if you want to have fun, take your pants off, put in your headphones, pull up to your favorite listening or viewing device, relax and just have a good time, catch up on the week in wrestling in our own unique way, come check us out. You guys can find me at Matt Ritter, that is at MattRidder, on Twitter only. There you will get Linktree.com/SmackinRaw. That'll get you all of the audio platforms as well as Pornhub. You guys can also check out Linktree.com/CreationWorld, and that will get you the YouTube, the merchandise, and the Pornhub, as well as other great podcasts from Creation World, which is the banner under which the Smackin' Raw podcast exists. If you want to get everything in one shot, go to creationworld.com. There you'll find Super Flash Hero of Tomorrow if you're a fan of DC, CW superhero stuff. If you want to check out the Smackin' Raw podcast, if you want to check out our other show, Return to Wrestling, where me and my co-host Travis go back in time and he forces me to sit down and watch old WCW Nitros and pay-per-views, and I have to suffer through Hulk Hogan repeatedly. If that sounds like something that you think is fun, come check that out as well. We also have a YouTube-only show hosted by Vince called Spitter Swallow that you can find on our YouTube. We've got so much content for you. Dungeons After Dark as well. That episode 2 is coming. It is our most viewed episode on Pornhub. So if any of this sounds appealing to you, I can't wait to have you guys come follow us, listen to us, and interact with all of you. Like I said, take your pants off, pull up, get comfortable, and let's have a good time.
All right, guys, we are back, and we are watching this video of Brody Lee versus Cody for the TNT Championship from August 22, 2020. Alan, could you give us our countdown?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to press play with us. The actual link to this show is actually in our little show notes, so click on that if you wish to watch it with us. Okay, get ready to press play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And I actually believe this was Taz and JR on commentary.
That is correct.
It's like we're watching somewhat late 2009 SmackDown.
Yes, where that was an interesting time, that was. And here comes the Exalted One.
And who were they originally teasing? They thought people were saying it was Matt Hardy would be the one that would be the leader. Yeah. It's a good fit, like, because we knew, like, the Brody Lee that we watched didn't speak. Like, you think of Brody Lee, Luke Harper, he was just a monster. He was a monster. He didn't say nothing. Come in there with your big Bludgeon Brothers sledgehammer, lay waste to people, but don't say nothing. Where this one's like, no, we want you to talk. And he's like, I want to talk. I want to say something. And he was great on the mic. Like, watching him even in CZW when he wrestled there, he cut promos.
Okay.
And this is a good version because it's like, finally, he's having a single run to have that push. An interesting note, he's actually a former IC champion.
That's what I was going to say. He is, isn't he?
Yeah. Ooh. How weird is that? Hearing the song, right, this song playing, I'm like, that's right. He had that in AEW. Like, I'm so used to Cody's song being the WWE, but it's like, that's right. He was in AEW and did have that song then.
And here's Cody Rhodes alongside with the Enforcer, Arn Anderson.
Yes, he's got his little notes there, eh?
Yeah, the people always jokingly saying that's their menu to the local Denny's or diner around the corner. Arn Anderson does like himself a good feed, so... Mm.
I'd love to know what it says, like, step one, get in ring. Step two, kick him in the dick. Like, is it how clear? What does it say on his list?
If it's the Enforcer, it's pretty much get him in the ring, and snatch a headlock, and then turn their face purple and give
and then,
them...
And then just spine buster them to hell.
Yep. Put the spine on the pine.
I'm looking at a lean Cody. Like, Cody looks a lot smaller here. Like, he's put on so much mass. You think he was the WWE Cody now. He looks so thin here.
What, you... You're in the WWE now, son. You bulk yourself up. you take that protein powder, you make yourself stronger. You want to be a main event man, you need to be bulkier.
Mm. Like even after the Hell in the Cell, like the big massive torn shoulder and pec, he's come back now and it's like, well, if I'm going to Mania against Roman, I've got to look the spot. If he's already jacked up, I've either got to be equal to that or even bigger. So,
yeah, my God, look at him. He's so skinny.
Yeah, so lean. And that's actually the second version of the belt. Because remember the first one, it was silver and just looked unfinished. Like it was like the straps weren't ready, didn't look polished. It was a really like, we just got this yesterday. And we've,
was that when they had Mike Tyson during that time? Yeah. And they actually panned to him and he was actually yawning.
Mm, that was the Lance Archer versus Cody matchup. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm really excited about being here to watch AEW. Oh, shit, man. That's on the camera.
Terrible.
TV time right. remaining. Here always we go. So good. Takes me back to the Crockett days. You can watch old videos of that. Always a bit of fun.
Oh, like, with a drop kick.
Brody with a drop kick.
Look at this.
My God.
Here's one thing I'll say from watching this the other day. Those punches and kicks, that's Cody's only offense now. That's it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cody has no offense anymore now. Look at that stadium.
Yeah, it's...
completely empty.
MJF 2020. I think, yeah, wasn't it this weird that MJF was going to run for state?
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to think who he was feuding with. I don't know if it was Jericho at this time. It might have been when he was trying to get into Jericho's team. Jesus, those chops, man. Oh, and to the back of the head as well.
Oh, everyone get away from him. Run away, run away, run away. Don't come near him.
It's Billy Gunn again.
Yep. What was Billy Gunn doing at this time? I was just sitting in the front watching wrestling.
Just watching wrestling with my sons.
Yep. My boys. Oh my goodness.
Look at that. Like a half Nelson suplex. Look at the ref. Yes, what the? Even the ref was selling it.
Even on. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing, Cody? Get the hell up. Do you need my Glock? I'll get my Glock out. Another suplex.
Oh, look at the referee. He's selling every spot. I can feel it too through you.
Cody, I can feel your pain. Brody, do it to me, please.
He was the referee, I think, from that exploding match that had the hazmat suit, was wearing the hazmat suit during the Moxley versus Kenny Omega God. Exploding ring time death match one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucked the kind of nuts. Oh, wow, two super kicks. Ooh, wow. The referee bouncing up and down on that ring there.
And I believe that referee may have even reffed in CZW with Brody Lee as well. Because I remember he made a touching tribute to him when he passed.
That's one thing I would like to find one day is a, oh my God. Just,
good Lord.
Just folds him up like an accordion. It's a Brody Lee figurine.
Mm.
An actual, yeah. Keep it in the box.
I wonder if our brother's got it, because he's got so many of those, Luke Harper, kind of WWE time, 2015?
Not once, but twice.
That's Jesus. He's just literally breaking him apart.
Yep. Hans, I don't know what to do.
And it all goes back to that drop kick, and then that's what the throw outside the ring.
Oh, my.
Discus clothesline.
That's count it. Count it, Al. Two. Three.
Holy crap. Yep.
This was a shocker because we're like, oh my God, Cody lost. Cody got pinned.
Hmm. And we're 6 minutes in and it's over.
It's already over.
He just literally ran through him.
Mr. Brody Lee. That was Sunny Kiss.
Hmm. Look at the—they're all stunned. Like, even look at Shivani up the back there with these gray runners on.
What are you doing, Shivanto?
No suit pants. I got suit pants, but I got some runners on. My joggers. I got baseball after this, so I've got to get ready to get out of here.
I was going
to
say he's got baseball, basketball at this time. Oh my God.
I couldn't find my black dress shoes, so I just chucked on me runners.
Lois didn't pack them for me.
Shit, look at Cody selling that. Look at the arm.
Yeah, he's comes the Dark Order.
Mm. So even that group's changed so much now. Like, Evil Uno had a war with Moxley a few weeks ago. Mm. Alan Angels, I think, is now in TNA with Eric Young. Or before he turned on Eric Young. Yeah.
Okay. He just drops the belt, puts the straps down. Oh. Please don't.
But see, he talks so well. Like, I want this. Like, why didn't you do this, WWE? Why didn't you see that?
Tom, it's those days of that, you know?
Mm.
It was that time where we're going to have a 20-minute opening of with Triple H and Stephanie and the Authority, you know? Brody Lee or, you know, Luke Harper, no talk. He come out and kick ass.
Mm.
So.
Just go out there, take somebody out, stand tall, but don't say nothing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It's a good promo. Like, he's saying how, you know, I've been let down by people who couldn't let me be who I am. Yeah. I'm finally here now. I have the power. I control the narrative.
Yeah, now, Shivani, leave the ring. Get out of there, son.
You don't want a powerbomb, do you? Or
or
a discus clothesline?
Yeah, I'm looking at the... The Dark Order here, they were a scary. Yeah, he's getting told to get out of the ring. Yeah, get out of the ring.
Just kick him. He falls out.
Get the fuck out of here. My ankle. A medical facility. Can't say hospital because it scares people.
Is that neck brace on correctly or is that just meant to be like that?
The dog collar.
Ah.
Yeah.
Look at it. What the? Yeah, isn't that? That's meant to be in the middle.
Why is he? I'm here.
Arn Anderson.
What do you want to do after this? You want to go out and get some Denny's? Do you want to go down to the Whataburger?
What do you want? I got the menu here.
I'm on my phone. I can make an order. I got this thing. Hang on. Give me a moment. God damn it. What the hell? I've got menu log. Uber Eats.
Cody giving the thumbs up here.
And the crowd goes,
yay.
I love that he actually uncovered his mouth and went, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Put your thumb down. You're meant to be dead.
You want chips or you don't want chips? Yeah, do you want fries or?
You want fries with that or what else? Don't come over here, Brody. Oh, my God.
Oh, look out. Throwing the lefts here.
What are you doing, old man? You
just booted him in the gut.
Come on, man. No. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
He's an old man. God damn it.
He's an old man.
Stop it. He just wanted to get a sandwich. He just wanted to get the melt. God damn it. Give him a milkshake. Oh, the referee's down.
His own teammate fell down too.
Yeah.
Behind him. Tripped over the referee.
Get out of the way. Jesus. Oh, God. Cody's just...
He's definitely selling it well, too. Like, the arm's all limp to the right side.
Yeah. Well, Evil Uno is just pushing referees away.
Mm. He's directing traffic. Look at him. What's he got in the bag here? What's this? Jesus. Oh. Okay.
Is that a frying pan?
You just smashed him with a bag, but what's inside the bag?
Yeah, whatever it was, it just took him out completely. Arn Anderson.
Cody, he won't feel like eating after this, so.
He will. No, he will.
He'll make time for it.
Yeah, he'll make time for it, goddammit. Son of a bitch! Arn, I love you. Oh my God, no, wait a minute.
It's Dustin.
Dustin's been pro, and it's QT Marshall.
Yeah, don't worry about him.
Yeah, well.
Fuck him.
Yeah, that's just a piece of shit.
Fuck you, Kate. Fuck you. Get out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Brandy.
It's Eden Styles, L.
Yes. From her time from from WWE. Get away from my man.
Go away. Go away.
Oh. Anna Jay.
With Anna a rear naked choke.
Get the choker out.
What was it called? The Nightmare Family, which was Cody Stable at this time. So.
Yes, it was.
Adrenaline
in my soul. Something, Cody Rhodes.
He's like, something, I don't know.
damn it. Somebody help QT Marshall, god damn it. Somebody help him.
He's got the bag and he's just tipping it on him. So what that is, that's the original TNT title, the silver and red version that's been smashed up. Just jabs him in the neck.
That's yours. Well, Dustin.
Great visual. Look at that. That's awesome.
Very cool.
Mm.
Everyone do the arm pose. I'm doing that. I'm on YouTube, guys.
Well, we're doing the claw.
QT Marshall, fuck you.
And just thinking, like, on the side of my video, I've actually got their dog collar match being promoted on the side there. Maybe we do that. That actually took place, I think it was October of that year, where Cody came back with black hair.
Great idea.
Yes. And that would be also Brody Lee's last ever match before he passed away in December. And there we go, guys. Any closing comments, El?
Good to go back to actually watch this match. I know it's a random one, ladies and gentlemen. It was like, what guys, you know, why are you doing a match from here? It's just a personal favorite of mine, and it's AEW. So I know it feels weird to say that, but just how it is, it's a good match.
Before we finish up, guys, we want to give out one more shout out to Two Great Wrestling Podcast and our affiliate partners. Check these guys out.
Main Event Marks is a retro pro wrestling podcast hosted by two lifelong wrestling marks and walking wrestling encyclopedias, Troy and Greg. Every Wednesday, we do a breakdown and review from a fan's perspective on some of wrestling's biggest and most forgotten shows ever, along with the industry news from that time period, taking you back in history to when that event took place. Main Event Marks is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Follow us on social media at @MainEvent_Marks.
This is Brian H. Waters here, one half of the Wrestling Realm. As we celebrate our 10th anniversary, we invite you to join in the celebration by subscribing to our YouTube channel. That's going to youtube.com/The Wrestling Realm. Realm spelt with a W. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wrestling Realm. Like the fan page on Facebook at The Wrestling Realm. And last but certainly not least, find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora Podcast, and Anchor at The Wrestling Realm. This is Brian H. Waters signing off. Back to the Brocast Podcast.
Well, guys, you know what time it is. Alan's left the room, so I have to give a bit of a readout of our sponsors and affiliates. So Rogue Energy is a premium energy and focus supplement designed to optimize your mental and physical performance. And if you check out rogueenergy.com and use our promo code 2702 at checkout, you will get 10% off products. Next one I want to talk about is Luxie. So Luxie can enhance your performance with their analog grips. These grips can be used on your PlayStation, your Xbox, and your Nintendo Switch. And if you visit Luxie.com and use the promo code BRO247, that's BRO247, you get a total of 15% off products. Up next is Triumph Chairs. So Triumph Chairs is a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. Visit TriumphChairs.com and use the promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 10% off products. Up next is Clinch Gaming. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers that you can use on your Xbox and your PlayStation, and use our promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 5% off products. Up next is Player One Coffee. So Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes custom tailored to gamers, creative developers, and just about anyone who really enjoys a cup of coffee. And lucky last is victoriouseyewear.com. So Victorious Eyewear develop blue white blocking gaming glasses designed to eliminate digital eye strain and help you maintain comfortable and focused. Visiting victoriouseyewear.com and use the promo code BRO247 at checkout gets you 10% off. So again, shout out there to Victorious Eyewear, Player One Coffee, Clinch Gaming, Triumph Chairs, Luxy.com, and Rogue Energy. In regards to our show, you can download all episodes, Apple iTunes, Podbean, Castro, Castbox. Check us out on our socials, The Brocast, TheBrokast, Instagram, all one word, The Brocast Podcast. You can check us out individually. I believe you're Alan Ross 84 TBK on Twitter.
Yes,
what's
yes,
your Twitch, what's the name of your Twitch channel?
I'm on the Twitch, guys. It's TTV Roscoe Bosco 84.
He does some great content, guys. I've had a chance to join in a couple of his Fortnite streams with my son. He goes like, can we watch Uncle play? I'm like, yeah, go on, then we'll have a quick watch of him. So he does some great content, guys. Jeez. He also is looking for recommendations. So I think we talked about what Paw Patrol, is it the new Peppa Pig game? I think you were saying something about that, or was that somebody else?
Don't know what you're talking about, but you could also do the Brocast Twitch channel. Go for it, shithead.
That's if my internet holds up, though. So
nah, I probably won't.
G'day. God damn it.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're just going to do a six-hour play of Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol. Let's go 3 hours each.
We're going to do the whole game right now. We're going to get all the collectibles. We're going to 100% everything. All right, let's go.
Now, you know what we should do? We should get really wasted one night and then go on to a Roblox server and then get banned. That'd be good fun.
Well, guys, before we finish up, I want to actually say that, again, I enjoy this show. I love hanging out with Alan every month that we do it. Thank you to all the podcasts that support us by listening to our show, giving us DMs, giving us match recommendations. Keep them coming. We've got some other great content coming for the month of March. We are surely on the road to WrestleMania. We've got some Mania content coming for you, so check out all of our socials for more information. Alan. As we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all.
Good night.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
It's really funny. Another side thing I'll mention, we went to Movie World with the kids on the holiday.
Yes.
And you know how there's the people that dress up as the heroes, like you get to meet Superman. There was a Superman there, and I'm like, oh, look, you know, to my daughter, I'm like, there's Superman. She walked up, and he goes down to one knee, and she goes and hugs him. And she, you know, when a kid, she closed her eyes and hugged him. And I'm like, she doesn't hug me like that. And Mal goes, oh, look at Superman and Livy. Gets a picture, and I'm like, yeah, it's enough now. That's it. Hey. And then I walked up, and I'm
like, what's wrong with that?
And I went up, he's a tall guy, and I'm like, hey, get a picture. And I'm like, and I said, oh, your suit's all puffy, mate. It's not even real muscle, mate.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I wanted to, though.
No, you didn't.
But there's a photo. I think I got it on my phone. Look at this picture, and it's like, pff.
This is good for podcasting.
Why? You didn't. How dare you?
Do you want to see a picture? Am I might push it on Twitter? No,
look,
I won't.
Look at that.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's
bullshit.
Great...
It's bullshit, Al.
Why?
Why? I wanted to do it with Superman and get down low myself like this. I love your ass.
You've seen that Justice League?
Have you ever heard of...
here we go.
Could I interest you in a super docking?
Da, 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 da.
Or is that your kryptonite? yeah, I'll get up.
Yeah.
I'll get up.
No! Mate, no, don't!
Go away.
Go.
Don't. What are you about to ask me?
I forgot. I don't. After super docking, I just want this show to end now. Oh. I want to go home. I don't want to be in this house anymore.
Good times.
Oh, that's disturbing as shit.